This is a discussion about the disposal of a non-current asset, but this time it's going to be a trade-in. We're going to trade in the old computer for a new computer. The old computer has an historical cost of $7,000, ACDEP of $6,000, so its book value or carrying value is $1,000. That's the old computer. Now the business goes along to Officeworks and checks out the new computers and picks out a computer it wants, and the full price of this new computer is going to be $5,500 including GST, so it's $5,000 excluding GST. The person in the shop of Officeworks looks at the old computer and says, I'll give you a trade-in allowance of $1,900 for your old computer if you buy this new computer. And the business agrees. So it's not a cash sale of the old computer, it's a trade-in of the old computer on a new one. So we've got to account for the disposal of the old computer and the acquisition of the new computer when it's been bought on credit and an allowance has been given for the old computer. So you've got the original computer, historical cost of $7,000, the ACDEP $6,000, so it has a carrying value of $1,000. Let's assume that the Officeworks gives them a trade-in allowance of $1,900 on the old computer, $1,900. If the carrying value is $1,000 and they give you a trade-in allowance of $1,900, then you've made a profit on disposal, because the proceeds of the disposal, in this case the trade-in allowance, is greater than the carrying value, $1,000 in this example. So in this example, the proceeds of the disposal, the trade-in allowance, $1,900, is greater than the carrying value of $1,000. So there's a profit on disposal of $900. And of course the business buys the new computer, which has a full price of $5,500 including GST, and after the trade-in allowance they will owe $3,600. So how do we account for these transactions? First of all, let's get rid of the old computer as we would normally. You would credit the computer account $7,000 to get rid of the historical cost, and you would debit the accumulated depreciation account to get rid of the ACDEP. And of course they're transferred to the disposal of computer account. So in the disposal of computer account, debit side would be computer 7,000, the historical cost, and the credits entry would be ACDEP computer $6,000. So the book value was clearly $1,000. Then we have to record the allowance that was given by Officeworks. So this is recorded on the credit side of the disposal account. Instead of bank, $1,900, if it was a cash sale, you would write Officeworks, the name of the creditor, supplier, and the allowance given, in this case $1,900. This is on the credit side of the disposal of a computer account. You have Officeworks $1,900. That represents the trade-in allowance. So on the credit side, you've got the ACDEP of $6,000. We've got this Officeworks or the trading allowance of $1,900, so that side equals $7,900. The other side, remember, was the historical cost of $7,000, so the balancing item is on the debit side, and that's going to be the profit on disposal of $900. And of course you'd have to find a new ledger account, profit on disposal of computer, and credit that account $900. So debit disposal $900, credit profit on disposal $900. But we haven't finished. We've got to also record the acquisition of the new computer. So on the debit side of the computer account, you would write Officeworks $5,000. That's the cost of the new computer excluding GST, $5,000. You'd also debit GST clearing $500. So debit computer $5,000, debit GST clearing $500. And the credit would be to the Officeworks account, the creditor, the sundry creditor, the full amount $5,500, computer slash GST $5,500. And in that account, of course, the computer, the Officeworks account, you've got this $5,500 on the credit side, but also on the debit side, we have the allowance that was given by them on the old computer. So there is a debit entry of $1,900 on the Officeworks account, and that makes, of course, the balance owing of $3,600. So the Officeworks account again would be on the credit side, the full amount that is owing on the new computer, $5,500. That's computer / GST. And on the debit side would be the trade-in allowance that was given by that Officeworks. The cross-reference would be disposal, $1,900. And therefore, if you footed that account, it would have a credit balance of $3,600. So the computer account now would have a balance of $5,000 because the old computer is gone, the new computer's come in, $5,000. We've talked about the disposal of computer account. On the debit side was the historical cost, $7,000. There was the profit on disposal of $900. On the credit side was the ACDEP of $6,000 and the allowance given by Officeworks, $1,900. We've debited GST, of course. We've created a profit on disposal account, credit entry there, of course, $900. And we would have to do all these transactions in the general journal as well. They all happening on the same day, so it doesn't really matter which order they're done, though it makes it easier if you have some sort of sequencing in your mind. I like to have the first entry to get rid of the old asset at its cost price, so debit computer, disposal of computer, credit computer, debit, disposal of computer, credit computer, in this case at $7,000. The second entry is to transfer the ACDEP to the disposal account, so debit ACDEP of computer, credit disposal of computer, in this case it's $6,000, so debit ACDEP computer $6,000, credit disposal computer $6,000. Then you work out the profit or loss on the disposal. In this case, we've worked out it's going to be a profit of $900 because the proceeds, $1,900, were more than the carrying value, $1,000. So there's a $900 profit. So you'd have debit disposal of computer $900, credit profit on disposal of computer $900. So the first three entries were for the historical cost, the ACDEP, and the, in this case, profit on disposal. But we haven't finished. We have to also record the acquisition of the new computer and also the trade-in allowance given by the supplier. So let's do the acquisition of the new computer. The full amount, debit computer $5,000 and debit GST clearing $500. And of course, the credit will be to the Officeworks supplier, the full amount $5,500. So debit computer, debit GST, and credit the Officeworks, the full amount $5,500. The last entry is the trade-in allowance that was given by Officeworks, and that would be to debit Officeworks $1,900. That reduces the liability, and credit the disposal of computer account. So there was five entries there. Historical cost, ACDEP, profit on disposal, acquisition of the computer, and then the last one we did was the trading allowance given by the supplier. Order isn't that important, but it's good to have a sequence in your mind. Okay, let's have a think about the reports. Cash flow statement, no impact, because we have traded in the old computer on a new one. There has not been a cash sale of the old one, so there's been no cash inflow associated with the particular computer. So nothing occurs in the cash flow statement. Of course, eventually, when the Officeworks are paid the amount owing, there will be a cash outflow recorded in the investing activities section. But until that payment occurs, there is nothing in the cash flow statement because it's a trade-in and not a cash sale of the old computer. Let's move on to the profit and loss statement. We worked out before that there was a profit on disposal of $900. That's classified as other revenue, and so that will be reported in the profit and loss statement. Underneath gross profit or adjusted gross profit, you'd have other revenue, profit on disposal, $900. The accounting equation and hence the balance sheet. It's a bit more difficult. You've got to think about the asset section in particular carefully. Think about getting rid of the old computer and then think about getting the new computer. So the old computer, we worked out that it had a book value or a carrying value of $1,000. That's now gone. So we decrease assets by $1,000 because of the old computer going, and we have to, of course, record an increase in the value of the new computer, $5,000 coming in. So there's a net increase there of $4,000. So decrease the old computer, $1,000, that's the carrying value, and there's an increase in the new computer, $5,000, net increase, $4,000. The liabilities, the value owing to Officeworks at the end of these transactions is $3,600. That's the original amount, less the allowance that they gave the business, means that the business still owes them $3,600. So that's an increase in the liability, $3,600. GST clearing was reduced by $500 because you bought the computer which had GST on it. So debit GST clearing, which reduces the liability, $500. So creditor up $3,600, GST down $500. That's a net increase in the liabilities of $3,100. And owner's equity, of course, we worked out that there was a profit on disposal, so that's going to increase your owner's equity, $900. And so to look at the total equities, $900 for owner's equity, $3,100 for liabilities, that equals $4,000. Total equities have increased by $4,000, and that matches the increase in assets of $4,000. That's the end of this discussion on the trade-in of an asset where there is a profit on the disposal.